USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A report is indicating that the Biden administration has been separating families at the U.S.-Mexico border. According to NBC News, Border Patrol agents temporarily separated families over the summer, and there is potential for the practice to continue amidst the current migrant surge. The report attributes the summer separations to overcrowding. Discussions surrounding a renewed attempt at bipartisan immigration reform is gaining momentum on Capitol Hill. Senator John Cornyn of Texas, however, said he had hoped some sort of reforms would have happened by now.
My thought was that at some point, things would get so bad that President Biden might be prompted to actually do something. And I guess I was wrong.
Since President Biden took office, more than 5.5 million people have entered the country illegally. Hunter Biden has sued the Internal Revenue Service, alleging that its agents illegally released his tax information and failed to protect his private records. The lawsuit filed this morning cites two major examples in IRS agents Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, two whistleblowers who claim the IRS mishandled aspects of its previous investigation into Hunter Biden. Five detained U.S. citizens were released by Iran in a deal with the Biden administration. Secretary of State Antony Blinken greeted them when they arrived in Doha.
The freedom of these Americans means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
The agreement involves the transfer of $6 billion from South Korea to Qatar, along with the release of five Iranians facing U.S. charges. The Americans are now on their way back to the United States. Authorities in Pennsylvania have announced that all nine of the juveniles who escaped a juvenile detention facility in Morgantown have been caught and are now in police custody. The nine escaped from Abraxas Academy around 8 Sunday night when a riot broke out at the facility. This is USA News.
The smarter we can treat your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Meet Joe A, Joe B,
hello,
and Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
The United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's big three automakers has entered its fourth day. The union held meetings with Ford and GM over the weekend. Meeting was scheduled with Stellantis for today. Auto workers are pushing for improved pay and pension benefits. Impulse buys are on the rise, especially among heavy users of social media. According to Ted Rossman, a senior industry analyst at Bankrate, millennials lead the pack in these spontaneous purchases, averaging just over $1,000 a year.
It can really add up. We found that over the past year, about 4 out of 10 social media users made an impulse buy of something that they saw on social media. And unfortunately, 57% of them regretted at least one of the purchases.
The research indicates that as age increases, the inclination to make impulsive buys driven by social media decreases. A staggering $71 billion was devoted to impulsive purchases in the preceding year. Amazon is unveiling another Prime Day event called Prime Big Deal Days. It's set for October 10th and 11th. The event will offer discounts on tech, home goods, fashion, and entertainment products. Elon Musk is suggesting the implementation of a subscription fee for all users of his X social media platform. According to Bloomberg, Musk informed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that X will be transitioning to a modest monthly payment. He argued that a subscription fee is necessary to combat bot accounts on the platform. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.